Hey, this is Pearls and Swine. I'm Levi. Across from me sits Travis Williams. And today we're just going to be talking about memories. Memory is really a weird thing. It can be the greatest thing in the world. It can bring us back to those really enjoyable times of our childhood. It also can consume us with the glory years of when you were 17 and went to the beach and weren't embarrassed. It also can remind us of the pain of the past. And our country has set a day aside to remember, Memorial Day. It is a day that we remember when people were called to arms and brave Americans answered the call and gave their lives. We remember the boys and girls who grew up without a daddy and or a mom, and the women who raised children on their own because their men had answered the call. We remember missing in action prisoners of war whose families live or lived in uncertainty, wondering what happened to their loved ones. Though it'd be easier for us to turn our minds from that and to look away, we're force ourselves to remember those who were maimed and crippled and physically and emotionally and psychologically by the horrors of war. And our country has said this is good to do. This is something that we should do to remember for this one day the sacrifice that people have given in order that we enjoy the freedoms that we have. Yesterday was Sunday, and hopefully many of you got to go to church. You have the right to assemble because of what we're remembering today. And so we're going to talk just a little bit about Memorial Day, and how does that look in the scripture? It's actually a scriptural principle to remember. The scriptures talk about remembering often. One of the passages that comes to my mind is, remember the days of old, consider the years of all the generations, ask your father and he will inform you, your elders and they will tell you. That was really dealing with the Jewish people and their plight out of slavery, mm-hmm. and just how God had provided. But there's something about remembering that helps us to forge through to the future.
Absolutely. I think one of the big and important points that you called out there was the remembrance of the sacrifice. And that's what really is the big important thing with Memorial Day. We look at those that gave their life. They sacrificed all that they had for the freedoms that we have in this great country that we call the United States of America. And it's remembering not just their sacrifice, but the sacrifice of their families too. I mean, they, like you said, they left behind children and wives and husbands and those kinds of things. And because of their sacrifice, that's the privilege that we have here to be able to, the right to assemble, the right to bear arms, all these things that we have in America that we take for granted is because of somebody's sacrifice.
Yeah. I think Billy Ray Cyrus, was it? All gave some gave all for the red, white, and blue.
We should sing that for our listeners.
Yes. That's a great song, though. I actually really like that song. In April 1863 in Columbus, Mississippi, this woman went to decorate the graves of her two sons who had died representing their beloved Southland. And then she walked over at the end of the cemetery, at the corner of the cemetery, there are these two mounds of dirt. And she went to place memorial flowers there. And some of her friends said, "What are you doing? Those are graves of two Union soldiers." And softly, that compassionate mother said, "I know. I also know that somewhere in the North, a mother or a wife mourns for them as we do ours." Wherever you're at, I think we've all been touched by, at some level, by the horrors of war. If we remember back to the Revolutionary War, there's 25,000 people, a little over that, I think, that passed away. Civil War, you almost have 500,000. World War I, 116,000. World War II, 407,000. We just buried a World War II vet 2 weekends ago. He served in World War II, and he would tell tales of that and seeing action in that. the Korean War. He had 54,000. Vietnam War or conflict, however you want to say it, is 58,000. And you have the Gulf War, which is not very many, like 300 or something like that, but still 300 souls. Iraq War, you have 4,300 people. And all of those people, and there's wars all the time throughout history, gave their lives for something that was greater than themselves. They were good soldiers in that. And so we recognize that today. We recognize the remembering as something that is a very powerful thing to do. The scriptures talk about remembering, and Jesus tells us to remember his sacrifice. We do it in something called communion, where we have the wine or grape juice, which represents his blood, and then we have the bread, which represents his body, and we take this in remembrance of what he did. And in one sense, he was a good soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He did some pretty incredible things. One, he had a perfect service. He absolutely did what the commander said, which was his father. He filled it perfectly without sin, without ever moving away from that. He was the perfect sacrifice because of that. But it just a couple of things, couple of thoughts on Jesus coming and his perfect salvation. He had to leave like a soldier. He left his home, and every good soldier leaves their home. They leave the comforts of it. And the Bible talks about this, and it says that in order for Jesus to accomplish his mission, his earthly mission, he had to leave his heavenly home. He had to leave all the comforts of hanging out with the Father and the Spirit and all that, the glory of that, in order to take on flesh. He put on a uniform like a good soldier. And that's an interesting thing. I didn't serve in the military, but I'm very thankful for those who did. Did you serve?
I did not. Nope.
No, but they have a uniform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on and wear it proud. We had a young man who just came back. He was just sworn in as, was he a private?
Yep.
Yeah.
Private, yeah.
Yeah, and he had his Marine outfit, all of the garb of that, and he wore that very proudly in order to represent his country. But also there's a sense of just accomplishment in making it to that place. It was fun to kind of watch him walk around just with the pride of being able to fulfill what he was called to do in this period of time.
Yeah, I think that understanding the military service in the scriptures, there's a lot of metaphors in the New Testament about that. You talked about how Jesus left his family as soldiers leave their family to serve a purpose greater than themselves. When we read scripture, we hear the verses about fight the good fight of the faith, put on the full armor of God, serve as a good soldier in Jesus Christ. The church has tended in the past to look at him as, you know, the wavy hair, fair-skinned, blue-eyed guy that's holding the lamb. You've seen a lot of those paintings growing up in the churches that I came up through. But he fought to the death. He fought the good fight. He went to the cross. He sacrificed his life for the benefit of others, for the good of others, out of the love for his people. And a soldier, if you talk to a lot of those guys, they're like, why do you do it? Well, I love my country. I want to fight for my family. I want to fight for their freedoms. They're about something greater than themselves. And I think that is a great thing for us to remember. We all probably have somebody either in our family or our past or friends that have had people that served and lost their life. I mean, even just in the Afghanistan conflicts or the Iraq conflicts over the past few years of our generation of growing up, you know, we know some guys that lost buddies. I've got guys that are in the military, family members that were in the military and served, and those are hard things for them to go through. It's a time to remember the friendships that they had, the camaraderie that they had of fighting side by side with these guys. And, you know, you develop a bond of brotherhood when you're in the foxhole. And so those guys for today and these few days after Memorial Day, it's a hard time for those guys to remember those struggles. And I think when we put it in the light, in the context of our faith, we should be thankful and somewhat remorseful, sorrowful for the sacrifice that Jesus gave us as followers every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, just I think not only Jesus, but like living in this country, Jesus Jesus died for all of humanity, and that's Absolutely. A beautiful thing that he did. His was greater than any soldier has ever died for. A good soldier dies for his country, for the cause of that country, and Jesus died for the cause of all of humanity, that we may have a relationship with God and that we may be connected or reconnected to him through his work on the cross and through us believing in faith in him. When I was a very young pastor, I was a youth pastor, I worked with a Vietnam vet. He was a little crazy, I'll just be honest, but he would tell some stories after we got to know each other. I mean, we're years past that thing, and he would begin to tear up.
Mm-hmm.
Just the pain of what he did. And he was a pastor and had a great family and all of those things, but those days, he teared up in two ways. One was the camaraderie that he had with that unit, but not everyone came back with him. And we're here to remember those who laid down their lives for our country. There's a passage of scripture that says, no greater love that a man have that he lay down his life for his friends.
John 15:13.
That's right. And Jesus did that for all of humanity. And there's many who have laid down their lives for the freedom that we have. And we're thankful. And we want to say thanks today for what they did for us and remember the past and remember these people that gave their lives for our freedoms that we enjoy today.
And I think the benefit of looking back at the past and remembering those things is we often take the opportunities that we have, the freedom that we enjoy, for granted. And not in necessarily a negative way, but we're just so used to the good life, so to speak, that we overlook those things and we overlook the tremendous amounts that it has cost us to get to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that with your faith too. We do it every day. I mean, we wake up, eat some breakfast, have some coffee, jump in a car, go to work. We have the freedom to be able to do those things. And there was a price that was paid for us to have those freedoms.
Yep. You know, I think one of the things that's interesting in the scriptures is that it's often calling them to remember.
Mm.
Moses said, remember this day in which you came out of Egypt. They would set up little memorials. They crossed a river or something like that. They would put rocks
there. Piles of rocks, yeah.
Yeah, and they would remember what had happened. And when they would cross that, it was sacred to them because they knew where they came from, where God had led them. In the same way, we take a day to remember where this country has been and has gone and has arrived at this place that we're at. And I'm glad that our country does this. I'm glad that we pause for a moment. Yeah, there's going to be probably some great barbecues and things like that of getting together with family and friends. And yet there should be a solemnness that we have, or at least moments of it today and in this week, of just remembering those who have gone before us.
Yeah, there are a lot of gravesite memorial services over the Memorial Day holiday. One of the cool things that my father-in-law does is he goes around with a group and he plays his trumpet. He plays taps for them. They do the 21-gun salute. And if you get an opportunity to do that, it is a really cool thing to be able to take part of. It really brings home some of that solitude to the day, and it kind of helps you focus on why we have the day off of work. It's not just barbecues and baseball and the official kickoff to summer, but it's that remembrance. It's that honoring of those that have gone before. And yeah, there are families that are still without dad, without mom, without brother, without whatever. And the pain for this day is can still be raw and real. And I think it is a good thing to see the people of the United States rally around those folks that have lost somebody. And it's just an opportunity to say thank you in a different way. And it means something to those folks too.
It's also a time, like, I know people get mad about this country and get upset about stuff, but it's also a time to really think back. You know, we've been doing this, I think, since 1868 is the first time where we said this is an official day that we're going to take off and really take a moment to pause. And whatever your beliefs on the country in its current state, there is a history of us doing this and remembering You know, not everybody agreed with the Vietnam War. Not everybody agreed with probably any of the wars. But there are people who have sacrificed. There are people who have given. One of the things that they did on that day in May of 1868 is they went to Arlington National Cemetery, and there was volunteers that were going out decorating the graves of more than, I think, 20,000 Confederate and Union soldiers. One of the dark times in our country's history where brother and cousin were fighting against each other in such a way that we just couldn't come to a place. I hope we never get there again. I hope we're never at that place again. But helping us in not getting to that place is remembering what those people did sacrifice, what those people did give up in those times, and it was their lives for us to be able to be free and to have the opportunities that we do today.
Absolutely. There's some cool things when you look at scripture about the life of Jesus and how he was that soldier of our faith and the perfecter of it too. And I think the peace aspect of Jesus, I believe it's in John chapter 14 where he assures us that, you know, no matter what you face, there's going to be his peace. Peace I leave with you is what I think it says, and my peace I give to you. But it's not as of the world gives it to us. And so if you have a family member that you're maybe mourning today, or you're just thankful for the freedoms that we have of this wonderful country, and you're taking a time to just pause and reflect on those things and show your support and your thankfulness and your gratitude for our soldiers, man, our prayer is just that the peace of God would be with you. As we reflect and we just look back on those things, I think we can see the darkness of our history at times. We can see the sacrifices that were made, but we also celebrate in those things and the freedoms and the things that we were given as just a great gift from other people that, you know, served God, served country, and did those things for the sake of future generations. And, you know, I've got a flag at my house, and I like to wave that thing high and proud, and I'm just grateful and thankful that God has blessed us to be in this country, to be able to have the freedoms to worship him freely, to proclaim the name of Jesus freely. And as you're celebrating, our prayer is just that God would be in your heart, that he would give you his peace, that he would give you his assurance and his hope for a future. No matter where we come from or where we're going in this country, God's still in control. He's on his throne. He is good, and he's going to win that ultimate victory for us.
Yeah. Yeah, just my parting thought on this thing is, you know, we talk about a lot about freedom when it comes to country, but in the scriptures, Jesus comes to set us free. The truth shall set you free, and he is the truth. He is the embodiment of the truth. Man, I am just so thankful for all of those of you who have served, and I'm thankful for those who can't hear this anymore and have sacrificed greatly for the freedom that we have in this nation. But I'm most thankful to our God who sent his son to be the greatest soldier ever, and that we can live in freedom from sin and the bondage of sin, and that we can have a relationship with him. And the price that was paid by Christ was huge. It was his very life so that you and I could be free. And so not only do I remember those who have lost their lives for this great country, I also just want to remember who Jesus is, the great soldier from heaven that came while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. While we were yet rebels, he died for us. And that great sacrifice led to our freedom in him. And so we're thankful for God sending him and Jesus being obedient as a good soldier today.
Amen to that, man. That's all we have for you guys for this week. If you want to catch a replay of what we've talked about today, or if you want to find any of our other previous podcasts, you can search out Evangel Houghton Podcast on Apple or Google Play, and you can check out and search the latest Pearls and Swine episodes that we have for you. You can always check us out on our website, evangelup.org. And if you have any questions or comments or just ideas for topics for us that you'd like to hear us cover on Pearls and Swine, you can email us at travis@evangelup.org. We will catch you next week. So God bless America. Till next time.